It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome, everybody, to a special Memorial Day edition of the Golf DMV podcast. Not only is it special because it's Memorial Day, it's also special because we're recording live at Little Bennett in Montgomery County. Not the first time we've played the course. Nope. I hate playing this course because it's such a hard course.
It's tough. Play.
But we'll have more on how I did a little bit later. Vern's in for Sherm. Vern, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
And not just in for Sherm. I mean, Vern's actually a part of the team. You can check out all the great videos that Vern has put together when we're out. Go on our Instagram, Golf DMV 1. You can check that out. Also on Twitter, Golf DMV 1. And there's a YouTube page, right?
Yes, YouTube. Mm-hmm. Yep, just go on YouTube and search Golf DMV or Golf DMV Podcast. Pops right up.
Nice. There we go.
Do we have our own? Is that our? What is? Do we have like a? How does that work on YouTube? Do we have like a handle or
not
address
yet?
Whatever.
You'll get. You can do YouTube/GolfDMV once you get to a certain number of followers. I think it's like 100 or something like that.
Okay.
Then you get a specific URL.
Okay.
And so we need subscribers.
Yeah, there we go. So that's a call. That's a call to our listeners right now to go out to YouTube and find us, like us, and subscribe. Right.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And these videos are good, by the way.
Yeah,
I mean,
top quality.
Vern does a great job with videos.
No, I appreciate
so
it.
I appreciate all the work you're doing with
the
podcast.
Yeah, just trying to help with the pod, man.
Part of the team. So anyway.
Especially for free. We love that.
Exactly. You know what? Actually, it's funny because we were just talking. I keep forgetting to bring the Golf DMV hats and the winter caps and the bags to give to Vern. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think you have any.
No, I know.
LB's hooked me up. We're good. Okay. So the pictures will be coming probably like this week.
But I mean, hats for you to have.
Oh, yeah. No, he gave me one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then never mind then.
There we go. I take care of my people.
Yes, you do. LB does take care of his people. Speaking of our people, we got a chance to play with Jerry Boston, mm-hmm. who is a listener to the show, one of the original listeners from the
he's
first
a little couple. In the Tony Kornheiser world.
Right. We have littles. We have people who listen
although
to us.
Although he's a foot taller than us.
Yeah. Big man.
And so this is how easy it is to play golf with the Golf DMV team. If anyone would want to, send us a Facebook message or Twitter message or Instagram. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, are you guys playing this weekend?
Yep.
We'll respond yes, mm-hmm. and then we'll meet
there
up.
You go.
So that's literally how it happens.
Easy money.
He hit us up on Facebook, said, hey, are you guys playing Memorial Day Monday? Yes, we are. He says, where? Little Bennett. Can I join? I text Vern. Hey, do we have four? We were sure that we didn't.
Yep. Yeah, no, it was just the three of us.
That's all I'll say. We were sure that we wouldn't. And so so we did. And so that's cool because we met Reggie the same way. We're going to put a whole kind of Golf DMV thing together. By the way, Father's Day weekend, June 15th and June 16th, we're going to play Compass Points that Saturday and Sunday, the Northeast course, Southwest course. We'll record there. The GM has been emailing us, and we're going to coordinate that whole thing. We'll record live after the round, maybe Sunday. I don't know. Maybe Saturday. We'll figure it out. It makes more sense to do it Sunday because we would have
played
both.
Two rounds. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So we'll figure all that out.
And whatever's happening, because the PGA is, isn't there a tournament that weekend?
That's the U.S. Open.
That's U.S. Open.
Right.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be at Torrey Pines, right?
Right. Yeah, correct.
Yep. Torrey.
Right.
Yep. Phil Mickelson's birthday's that Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And so he should be in rare form.
Yeah. Funny dude. Instagram. So we've got the PGA to talk about. We've got the LPGA. I don't have much on the LPGA, but just a few things to mention about where they played. We have a University of Maryland recap.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a Little Bennett thing. So I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's start with Little Bennett since we're here. We're in the Little Bar and Grill area. They have a name for this place, right? Like,
oh, really?
I saw it on the course, but it said something grill.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
I saw it.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I thought they did too, but I don't see it on the scorecard at least, so I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, so one way or the other. So we're here, had some, you know, something to eat after our round. So number one, let's just start with the round itself. Now, we did come in, Vern and I came in hot. I mean, with 10 minutes to spare.
I was going
to
say, I had 10 minutes to spare.
Yeah, which didn't leave room for a lot of extra right. stuff before the round. But we were able to come in. We paid, did what we had to do. But LB and Jerry were already here.
Yep.
LB, by the way, from what I noticed, the second half, you guys switched. He drove the first half.
Yeah.
You drove the second.
Yeah, what was that about?
So, I just asked him. So, as we were coming off all nine, I said, "Do you want me to? You want to switch? You tired of driving?" He was like, "Oh, you okay with driving?" He said, "Huh? Yeah, we can switch."
Oh, okay,
okay, cool. So, and I've never done that before until the last time I played at Laytonsville. Mm-hmm. The guy they put me with,
right.
It was his idea that we switch at nine. Because, okay. Like, as soon as I got in the car, he was like, So we're going to switch at 9, right? You can drive at 9. I was like, oh, okay.
He's like another version of you. I mean, hey, okay, well, I drive, but we got to switch this thing up.
You understand where he's coming from, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so I just thought it's a new courtesy I'm going to, extend. Offer to certain people.
Yeah.
Nice.
So if he was Sherman, I wouldn't have said anything. I would have just, you driving the whole way, team, man.
You driving the whole way, man. That's funny.
You're going to drive and like it.
funny. So we got a chance to play with Jerry. I guess we should just start at the beginning. So number one, Memorial Day weekend, so you know it's going to be packed. Yeah. We have a 7 a.m.
How far back are we going to the beginning? Are we going to talk about how we were delayed on the first tee?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is that coming up? Okay.
So, well, yes, because it's packed. And we're supposed to 7 a.m. tee time. We get there. I'm pulling up. I'm like, oh, where's Vern? So I said, okay, let me pull around because it's about 2 minutes before we start.
Right.
The starter, very aggressive guy.
Yes.
I didn't take his name. Right. He's serious about making sure
starts on time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
keep the trains on schedule, as they say.
Right. So all I know, Vern paid. I was right behind him. We even laughed a little bit with the guy in the pro shop.
Yep.
Vern said, got to hit the head real quick. So he goes in, and I'm, wait. So I say, hey, let me shoot a text. Like, hey, man, we had to go over to one. We're on the tee box.
Right.
Then I shoot another one. Like, hey, the starter said we've got to go. Because, right. I mean, when I say aggressive, this dude was like, we teed off, and we were sitting there back in the carts and literally just got right back in the carts. He was like, you guys got to tee off. I'm like, dude, we already did. Like,
getting in the carts to drive.
we're about to go. We're waiting for our guy. And then we hear this commotion. Back near the starter, booth, and he's got you in a cart.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Was he yelling at you when he came
Listen. Showed up at 10 minutes to spare. The body does what it does. I got to hit the head, and it's going to take 10 minutes. I'm not going to rush that.
Right.
All right. So we do what we do. I'm not going to be gross because you get the picture. Right.
We want to be safe on the course.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and the body does what it does.
I don't want any rig situations. I don't want to carry anything out there I don't need to. So I do what I do. I get to the starter, and I saw their text, whatever, mm-hmm. where you're like, hey, we have to start. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll just hop in the cart. I'm thinking I'll just get in my own car and just ride out there. No. I get outside. Starter's right there. He's like, go. He said, throw your bag in the car. I was like, okay. He's like, we got to get you out there right now. So he speeds me out there. I'm like, I didn't even put my bag attached. I just jumped in the car. And
holding your bag.
He's speeding out there. When I get out, like my thermos is in the back of my smoothie. Like I'm taking my bag off. He starts to speed away. I was like, wait, I got my stuff.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, he was about that action. He was about getting everybody started all the time.
Right. So this leaves us with an interesting situation because Vern didn't play hole number one.
I did not.
Par five.
Yeah.
Again, little Bennett opens up with a brutal par five.
It's not long. I wouldn't call it brutal. That's an overstatement.
it could definitely, as an opening hole, like I can see where it would slow people down uphill and to the left. But it's not hard.
No.
Right.
No.
Not hard. But
to start, though, it's not exactly
if you're not warm. Yeah, if you guys
are. It's not exactly one at Laytonville.
Right. Exactly. That's true, too. Right. I got you.
It's a hard start, though, for me. Because it's tight left. And I have left tendencies.
Right.
You know what I mean? By left tendencies, if I'm shanking it, I mean, I'm Nancy Pelosi left. I mean, that's how left I'm pulling that.
Oh, you mean, what's the name?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'm AOC left. Yeah,
AOC.
If you're rich, I want your money.
Yeah,
pay more taxes.
I don't know. It'll be, like I said, not hard, but it is uphill. It's a slog. Yeah, especially if you got four guys, or at least even two of them looking for balls and stuff
like that. Yeah, yeah. It can hurt you. Yeah, so it can be tough. But anyway, so Vern did not play that one. So we figured, okay, we'll see what it looks like when we finish.
Coming on 18, yeah.
And you can play hole number one.
Right.
It was packed. He wasn't lying. I mean, there was a group of four women who were just now teeing off, and there was a group of four men who were waiting for them to finish.
Some elderly gentlemen on the tee.
Exactly.
They looked like they were going to take, kindly to a young brother running up, like, yo, let me jump in with y'all. So,
Yeah. So we didn't. So now the question is, he says, I'll defer to you guys.
Yeah.
What should I mark that hole down as?
Okay, so this is what my suggestion would be. We'll take the three scores of your score, my score, and Jerry's score.
Oh.
And that's what he gets.
Wait, what do you mean, the average of them?
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
That's
fine. I have to defer.
I lost my tee ball. I got a plus. So.
All right.
So what I was going to say was we should take the average of his par five.
That's what I was thinking.
We should take Vern's par five average today, mm-hmm. and that's what he should get. But you're saying, so let's see what those numbers are.
Okay.
First of all, so yeah, I lost my tee shot, so I got a plus three.
Okay, so Jerry got a plus one.
Okay,
so and four. I got a plus two.
Okay, six. So it should be a plus two for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. So I got a. So I'm plus one. Plus one. Plus three. So I got two bogeys and a triple.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then that's a.
So that's
four.
Five. A four. Wait a minute. You said plus one. Plus
two
one.
Two bogeys and a triple. Oh, five. Yeah. Right. You're right.
Okay. Five. So five, and there was three. So divided by two. So it's two and some change. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so, take
so
that three.
So I'm
going to that two.
So we'll
take
a seven?
Yeah, take that two.
All right, whatever.
Plus two.
Yeah. I guess. It don't matter. 92 it is.
There you go. Oh, that was between that and the 90.
Well, now here's the thing. When I came in, I mean, I guess we'll talk about it when we get into the round, but as I was coming into to 18, I was two under, and then I got a double bogey. So I don't feel bad about basically, if I had been coming into 18, and that would have been the difference between under bogey or not, I might have either just stuck it out and played it, or I wouldn't have taken it. If I'm going to get that 80, I'm going to get it legit.
Right. I can dig it. Okay, cool.
I did have seven pars, though, just for anybody asking. The average of the pars seemed like that should be. Right?
Oh, you had seven pars of that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, you were killing
looking.
It.
I think I had, one, two, three, four, five.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So I finished with a 97, which isn't bad, starting plus three, plus two, plus one, plus two.
Oof.
Yeah, nuts, right? And then I had a plus three on the back. So just overall impressions of the course, LB, what you got?
I've always liked Little Benny.
Well, you know, number one, overall impression about Jerry Boston. No, I was just no, he's a cool guy. It was
Jerry was cool. Yeah, I enjoyed Jerry. At one point, he said, I did something on the course, and I cursed, of course. And and he said, oh, we're going to get along fine.
Funny guy.
Yeah, Jerry's cool to play with. He can come back anytime. Mm-hmm. The course, it's always beautiful. It's always lush and green.
Yep.
Every once in a while, you catch the rough a little long. But today, I think it was fine.
Oh, yeah.
It was acceptable. The only two negative things I could say about the course was, one, we never saw a cart person,
right,
male or female. We see nobody pushing no carts.
Busy weekend.
2019, cart
right.
person.
It's a holiday.
Yeah, holiday, busy weekend. And right. It is busy out here.
Right.
Yeah.
So I asked the girls at the grill, what was up with that? They said that she got here around 10 a.m.
But we never saw her.
Yeah. I mean, but that's still late. I mean, what about your 6:30, 6:45, 7 a.m. tea time?
Yeah, yeah. Right. For your prime time, starters for the golf course.
Yeah, so we never saw it. And the other thing, and this is for Sherman, some of the tee boxes were a little bit chewed up. I mean, but they weren't terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they were just, some of them I noticed could use some work.
Right.
Okay.
But other than that, the greens were just, I mean.
Fairways, too.
Yeah, I mean, just beautiful.
Beautiful.
Whoever's doing their groundskeeping and stuff. Yeah. Need to go talk to the University of Maryland to give them some lessons.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Right. But, yeah, the course, I like the course. A little buggy today, but that's why we had cigars.
It was a little buggy.
So, yeah, I mean, it was a good day. Not too cloudy. I mean,
and they did go away with the cigars. By the way, what cigars were you guys? Well, you're the tiebacks, right?
Tieback Especiales.
I had a Padron 1926.
Nice. Okay.
That's a little. I've had that before. Yeah. I like those.
Yeah, I got you an El Presidente, which is a slight version.
Right.
Of
yeah. Those get you. Well, get me high.
Nice high.
Tell you what they do. That's why I don't smoke them that often.
Okay, so what about you, Vernon?
Same. Yeah. You're not to retread the same stuff. Beautiful condition. When those greens are like. He said they're beautiful. I would describe them like maybe like a siren or maybe some chick you shouldn't be messing with that's beautiful, that's ghetto, that's going to mess up your credit. Because they are very nice, but man, they are rough. Bring your putter.
The pretty ones are always crazy.
Yeah. Bring your putter a little minute, bro. We said it a couple times on the video. I was telling Claude that I think there's not a ton of long par fours here, but they're protected well by some very difficult greens where your ball can roll off often and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
But great condition.
Echo the same sentiments, man. Little Bennett, great condition. Every time I come up here, it's in really good condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's sometimes we were standing out in the fairway. I think it was Vern. I was just like, man, this is a great course for a muni.
Yes.
I mean, for a municipal course.
For what, $60-something dollars?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we paid $60-something dollars for a holiday morning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally, when you compare it to some of the courses in this area, like PB Dye, Whiskey Creek, even Musket, you're paying almost $40 more dollars.
Oh, absolutely.
For that same time slot.
Yeah, almost two-thirds more.
And are those courses that much better than this one? I don't think so.
No. I don't know.
I actually think this one presents a bigger challenge than those, to be honest with you. Yeah. Well, you know what? I haven't played Whiskey Creek.
Okay.
But compared to PB Dye and Must get rich. Right. I think this is a challenging course. Now, here's the thing. Now, I've got to apologize a little bit because I always say that every single hole on this course has a blind shot.
Right.
Not true.
Not
no.
case.
Not true. No. So, my scorecard, I've got BS and I got G. BS doesn't mean me or anything. My shot, it means, you know, blind shot.
Okay.
G is just good. I mean, you can see. So, counting this up, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nine. There were nine holes with blind shots, either off the tee or your second shot's a blind shot, or a blind shot somewhere off the course. About nine holes, which is a lot.
I was going to say, that can feel like the whole course, especially if you're having a long day.
And most of my days here are long days.
Most of the par threes, now think about it, at least those two I know are blind shots.
Right.
Because you're just hitting to a spot in the sky, basically. Yeah, that last par three, number 17, you can see that.
You can see that one.
Yeah. So, you know, overall, so I'm going to give this course a grade. LB, your grade overall.
Yeah, I'll give it a solid B.
And you don't give out A's.
Not really.
A, man. I give them out A's. It's an A course. Yeah, I like it.
It's an A course. It's solid. I think it's a great, definitely an A. And if anyone in the DMV or visiting the DMV, you'd suggest Little Bennett.
100%. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great muni course. And so what I want to do right now is take a second to toss to Jerry Boston, who couldn't stay to record the show, but I was able to catch up with him in the parking lot and record his thoughts on the course. All right, so first time, I think this might be the first time ever we got a chance to play with the listener to the podcast, Jerry Boston, one of the first original listeners, reached out to us and said, you know, you guys play Memorial Day weekend? I said, absolutely, let's hook up. We played Little Bennett. How often do you get up to Little Bennett?
I get up, well, once a year. It's a tough course. Okay. Yeah.
And what did you think about the course today?
It's tough but fair. I mean, it's you got to be in the middle. Don't lose a ball. Mm-hmm. It adds up. So it is a fun course, I mean, but you got to have your A game.
Okay. And what courses do you normally like to play in the DMV?
I play Blue Mash quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I will play Whiskey Creek once in a while. I'll go to Poolsville and Falls Road. And occasionally I go up to West Virginia.
Nice.
My parents were at the Woods, so I'll play there once in a while.
Sweet. Yeah. Hanging out with the Golf DMV team, LB, myself, and Vern. How was it playing with the crew?
It's always good to play with friends. So it was a lot of fun. I feel like I know you guys from the podcast. It's been about a year and a half. So, you know, it's been fun. It was good. It was good to meet you guys and see you in person. You all got games, so that's fun too.
All right, so yeah, again, it was cool playing with Jerry. Like I said, he listens to the show. He's been listening for a year and a half, 2 years ever since we started. He hit us up on social, said, "Yeah, man, let's play." So that's good to go. So you guys also played University of Maryland.
Yes, we played that on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Let's discuss. So here's how this all thing this happened. So there was a text message between the three of us.
Right.
I think Vern was available for Friday.
Right.
Wouldn't know who could play. LB made it happen for his schedule. I was packed. I couldn't.
Right.
So you guys were trying to figure out what was kind of
between us.
Between you two. Vern being in Upper Marlboro, LB being in Gaithersburg.
Right. Damascus.
Right. Damascus. Yeah, okay.
And so, two different places.
Right. And so we're trying to figure out what would be a good spot. Right? And so I was thinking, because I'm on a text message, and I'm just trying to give a good suggestion. And also some courses we haven't played in a while. I was like, you know what? Glendale, since they're closing in September.
Be good to visit.
Yeah, and then also University of Maryland. Mm-hmm. And so you guys just took it from there and decided to go with University of Maryland.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right. So, so what? How was
So I got there first.
Yeah.
Initially, so you can't take the carts into the parking lot.
There we go.
You know what I mean? I got to lug all my stuff.
I'm gonna jump in here. I'm going to give some context.
Did we play somewhere that we couldn't do that also? Where was that we...
Probably. I don't know.
You and I played...
Musket. So, I think in Musket.
Yeah, Musket. You couldn't.
Oh, yeah, Musket you can't either. Neither you can at Pendleton that one time we went down to my dad's house.
Right.
They had a legal reason. So I'm going to let him finish, but I just want you just so all the context you have is, hey, I'm showing up. LB's already there. So I pull up and I see him. I'm going to drop my bag off and I see him walking by me and it's just he singes my eyebrows with fire and a lace tirade of, I was like, what's up, LB? Hey, you can't take your fucking cards in the front. I was like, whoa, what is this about? And so and then I'll let LB later. I learned where that anger is really coming from later on. So what happened, LB?
We got a psychological evaluation for LB.
Yeah.
I realized where the anger was actually coming from.
Because it was an unreasonable amount of spit and vile for just not being able to take your car.
Yeah.
He had to walk like 40 feet. And he was like already starting off hot. I was like, okay. But he had a good reason, though.
So when I go to check in, there's four guys standing in front of the guy takes your money, whatever they call that guy. I don't know.
Got
the desk guy.
Pro shop,
the
dude.
Desk jockey guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So so I can't even get to him. And they're just standing there talking. So I'm, and they're all, you know, I'm only 5'9".
Right.
So all these guys are like 6'3" or four, yeah, or whatever. And I just say, what are y'all doing? Are you done? Because they're standing in the way.
Right.
And they're like, oh, no, we're done, we're done. So they all part the way, you know, part like the Red Sea. I go through and I get to the guy at the desk. First words out of his mouth is, you got a collared shirt? You got to have a collared shirt to play on this course. Because I had on, you know, I wear those rash guard things, the sunburn protection, whatever.
Which, by the way, I've seen pros wear. I've seen Jason Day do that. Yes. I've seen Tiger Woods do it.
Exactly. Yep. That's what I had on. His first, it wasn't good morning.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't, hey, welcome to the University of Auburn golf course. It was nothing. It was, where's your shirt? You got to have a collared shirt to wear to play on this golf course.
Right.
And I paused, and I just looked at him. I said, it's in the car. Oh, okay. And then he wanted to get all nice to me and stuff.
Right, right.
At this point, I don't have nothing to say to you.
You're done.
Take my money, give me my stick, so I can get out of here. So that set me off.
That's the moment. It's in the car. That's the moment. Right. And that's when he saw me, and he just went off about not being able to take the car back to the car and how the price of tea in China was too high and everything else.
The next person that he interacted with was you after the it's in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was firm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it didn't start off well for me. Mm-hmm. And the range, the mats at the range, my God. Well, at least the one I was on was – It was terrible.
Yeah. It was Rocky Gorge ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was. I mean, it was all chewed up and everything.
So even paint branches, mats are better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we get balls. The guy wants to start. So, well, you can go now. I'm like, well, no, I don't want to go out cold.
Right.
You know, I want to hit some balls at least a little bit.
How early was this based on your tee time?
Probably about 10-12 minutes. It was like 7:20. Our tee time was like maybe 7:30 or 8.
It was like 8:30. Yeah, eight something. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you had time.
Yeah, we had time. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So we went, hit some balls, and then we came back. And he was cool. I mean, he was cracking jokes and stuff.
Yeah,
whatever.
Jerry,
whatever.
Yep.
Right. So then he paired us with Rich and Harry, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They live in D.C. They play, I think Rich said they mostly play Haynes Point.
Yeah, Haynes
something
Point,
like
D.C.
that.
Courses, yeah. So, okay. Rock Creek, too.
Yeah. Which
really?
Yeah, that's what I said. Really, because I haven't played Rock Creek and I don't know when.
Yeah,
I think King and I played Rock Creek, so that's probably
and one of them did mention Langston too, saying that they didn't need to redo it and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, right, so. Right. So we get on the course. It's not. I mean, we couldn't decide where to play, but we was going to play from the
goals.
The goal, which was 63 or 64.
Yeah, approaching 64, like 63-90.
Oh, yeah, so we were going to play for them. Then they were like,
long hitters. Boy.
Well, then Rich and Harry's like, I don't know. I think we want to play from the forward tees. So we ended up doing a mix.
Right.
It was a mix between whatever they call it, but it's between the – you alternate between the white and the gold.
Yeah, when you get to the hole, sometimes it'll be gold, sometimes it's white.
Oh,
but
sweet.
It ended up being about 61.
Yeah, okay. I think total. Yeah. Nice. Right, right.
Now you're speaking my language.
Right. So we play from there. And so I'll just go right into the course. I was disappointed. I was really disappointed in the upkeep of the course.
Okay.
First, it was car path only.
It's one of the layout of the course, from what I remember, I played it maybe 3 years ago, it's really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way it's designed. Kind
okay.
of. I like the way it plays. But
The condition to me took away from everything about the course.
Okay.
The fairways had a lot of brown spots in them. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of places in the fairway where there was grass. But it was so thin. It's like a balding person.
Okay.
And they're doing a comb over.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you can see the scalp.
Mm-hmm.
And you
and
can
a
see
little
the
bit
few
of
strands
hair,
of hair that they're trying to cover up to hide the bald spot. Mm-hmm. And that's the way that course was in a lot of places. I was not impressed with the course, the maintenance of the course at all.
Oh, man.
I was very disappointed.
But they're trying to turn it into a parking lot.
I mean,
would assume, like, for that area, there's not a lot of courses,
no, there aren't
you know,
any.
Like right there, right. Like in that Greenbelt College Park
well,
area.
According to their website, because I was trying to do a little bit of research, they say that they are the only championship golf course inside the Beltway. So that's what they say on their site.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not the truth.
Well, because, so then I had
to. Well, guess what you consider
well,
inside the Beltway.
Well, yeah. So then I said, well, what about Langston?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 12. I mean, that's an 18-hole golf course, too.
Right.
So then my next question was, what is the definition of a championship golf course?
That's what I was going to ask.
Right. I looked it up. Now I don't remember what the answer was.
Okay.
but it says something about difficulty
and
length. Or I think it was difficulty and length.
So I'll put a pin in that then.
So okay. I so if I compare Langston and University of Maryland, then to me, they're both championship courses. Hmm. You know what I mean? Because I don't remember Langston being
short.
I mean, easy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't remember it being easy. It's been a long time since I played it too,
right.
But
right.
I don't remember it being easy. And it definitely got the length, as far as I know.
Okay.
So, and another thing, a quick thing I read about it, it said that it's subjective. A lot of people will say they have a championship level course just for publicity or
right.
for business.
To make claims like this. Okay.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
If I'm not mistaken, exactly. It must have been maybe 10 years ago, a little earlier than that. Didn't the University of Maryland have a web.com tour event there?
They did.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a legit championship course, but I mean, they're not keeping it up the way they
No, you know? No. It's and that's I think that's what disappointed me more than anything is this is a, and I put in air quotes, a flagship university. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you.
If I were to go to Columbus and could play on the Ohio State mm-hmm. University golf course, I would expect it to be in good shape.
Right.
100%.
And I feel like, sure, University of Maryland athletically is not Ohio State, but
they
it's still D1, top-tier Big
yeah.
Ten school.
Right. Money-wise.
And so if I hear, okay, I'm going to the University of Maryland, I'm playing on the golf course, I would expect it to be
consistent
in good shape.
With a D1.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And Little Bennett today is in 100% better shape than the University of Maryland.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Easily. I mean, it's disappointing. I mean, I gave them thousands of dollars during my education they could have used to take care of that course.
Here we go.
You know?
Here we go. Hit the heart of it.
Right. You know? And I didn't even get a discount when I played. You know what I mean? I should get an alumni discount or something, right?
Yeah, something. Well, hopefully before Glendale closes, we can go and play there.
Yeah.
And then we can compare that, because it's not that far from the University of Maryland. It's just right down 193.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So maybe we can kind of compare the two to see,
right.
you know, which one's better.
And the last time,
although it won't matter because Glendale's closing.
Well, I did little research, too, and apparently that decision has not been made on University of Maryland.
On whether or not to close it.
Right. So what they initially wanted to do was close it for a parking garage, intramural fields.
For other sporting events and stuff. Okay.
Uh-huh. And something else, maybe a dorm or something else
oh,
like
wow.
that. But they weren't going to take the entire course. They were only going to take like four holes of it. So, but then what do you do with the rest of it? You make it a nine-hole
like
course?
A practice course for the golf team?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and this is another question. So where does the golf team play?
Yeah, where do they go now?
If your course is in this bad of shape, where's your team playing?
Well, Peyton right. Ranch down the street. Rock and roll.
They might be coming out here to Little Bennett.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, who knows where
right.
they go? Yeah.
I mean, because you think about it. If I'm a scholarship player, golfer. Right.
I ain't playing on that trash.
And I come for my visit, and you told me, and this is our course?
Welcome to Paint Branch.
Exactly. I'm going to community college or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not coming here for this.
Yeah.
You know, it really is disappointing that you know, we only have – this is the flagship university for our state, and
right.
they can't even keep a golf course nice. So
yeah, no, that makes sense.
It really is disappointing.
Vern, you were there.
Yeah, just real quick. I probably don't feel as – well, so start from the top. Yeah, the collar thing, mm-hmm. a bit strong for Maryland. That's like behavior I would expect it, like, you know, mm-hmm. blank national. You can
right.
fill in whatever name you
exactly.
want. I'm not saying
exactly.
name. You fill in
right.
whatever name. But yeah, like it's like a elite level private course. Because they don't even
right.
do that. If you show up to LP with a nice Under Armour shirt with mm-hmm. the, you know, with the crew neck collar
right,
and you got
right.
the sleeve, they're not even going to notice that. Hey, come on, you know, or any other, you know,
right,
Muscat
sure.
Ridge. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a little bit. I'll give you that. He is right. Just to tell you, fairways were kind of, they were a little bit touched up. Go to the YouTube channel, search it. Then there's, you can see some of that in the video mm-hmm. we put together. And the one place we maybe disagree, the only bright spot to me, so the greens didn't look good. They didn't look good.
Okay.
But they were in great condition. Let me say that. Because they were all smooth
mm-hmm.
and they were very hard and they were tricky. So, like the greens out here, super fast. Bring your putter. Be ready for that. They're not as like uniformly green. You know, they have little patches and stuff, but they're all smooth.
Okay.
So that, you know, if you want to practice putting, you can practice putting.
Yeah, they were ugly.
They're functional.
Yeah, they were functional, but they were not aesthetically pleasing to the eye at
okay.
all.
Right.
Okay.
And just to touch on what you said, LaCala, I would probably disagree with the layout. I don't know, you know, a little bit uninteresting. It, like when he said championship course, the thing that they have going for them is probably length.
Okay.
And that's it. There was a bunch of holes that were just kind of. I forgot a lot of them. I think I remember 9 and 18.
Right. They're just straight.
Yeah, just straight.
Okay.
Yeah, slight dog leg, yeah. straight. There's a mm-hmm. bunker. You know, mm-hmm. just kind of regular. So,
okay.
You know, for you know, making it not, I don't, you know, not a strong, it'll be like a C,
okay.
C for me.
So
like,
we're not recommending University of Maryland golf course.
No,
to any
I won't be going back.
How much did it cost? You guys
$63.
Yeah. Ooh.
Right.
So what I would say, that's what I say. What I would say is, I, you know, because C is not rec, it's neutral. But I would say if there's anywhere near you that you can play for $60 or better, just go do that. Well, like you said, go to Montgomery County, go to Hampshire Greens.
Yeah, any of the Montgomery County courses.
Skip over to Enterprise if you're in PG side.
Enterprise can work. And, you know, Glendale for the next few months.
Yeah, Glendale,
and,
yeah.
Well, we don't know yet. I guess we got to go see. Right. What's okay, so University of Maryland, disappointing. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get it together, guys. All right. So Vern and I, there was another weekday where I just had some random time. Like, yo, I want to go to Second Swing. What's up? The one at Second Swing in Columbia, new store. We went over there. Vern, it was not your first time at Second Swing,
yeah,
right?
But it was my second time. I went up there briefly, I think, a previous Friday.
I went up there briefly. Didn't really do anything. So I was looking for drivers. And I think you put a video up.
Yeah, there's a video up on YouTube now.
There's a video up on YouTube from Second Swing. And I'm just literally in the and speaking of drivers, just one quick note. Today at Little Bennett, hole maybe 14 or 15, I completely whiffed on a drive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's getting out there in front of it because he thinks it's going to show up on YouTube. Right. Yeah. I'm going
to
cut it.
He's trying to get in front of it.
I'm like a politician trying to get out in front of the So completely whiffed. Most embarrassing
we all do
thing
it.
That ever happened.
Well, no, you didn't completely whiff because the ball did go forward, but it only went like 3 inches.
Yeah, it fell off the tee.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, yeah. So, anyway, we were at Second Swing. Great if you're looking for some used clubs, you know what I mean? Or just need some time to swing through some clubs. I mean, their customer service is great.
100%.
I'm trying to think. So we were in the bay. I had like five or six drivers that I'm testing out. And the guy who watched said the same thing that Paul Wilson said and that the guy at Golf Tech said, John Ross said, you know, well, what's your handicap? I'm 21. So, yeah, and then he's like, given your swing, there's no reason why you should shoot that high.
Yeah, everyone's asking, like, man, you have a fine looking swing. Right. What are we doing?
Why are you shooting that high? And then as I'm keep going, and the ball spraying this way, spraying that way, he's got to practice more.
he did.
He don't practice enough. He said, you need to practice more. And so that was kind of funny. But I ended up not getting the driver because there was one day, it was a Ping G30. It was on a shorter shaft, and I was hitting it further, but I was also hooking it a lot.
Right.
And so I said, I want to see what my swing speed and stuff is with my original club.
Yeah.
And I took it up there. Everything was better with the original club. And so I was like, I'm just going to keep this. And then I did go to Golf Galaxy where I had like a store credit of about $50-something or so.
Right.
And I saw this one driver. It's a Callaway FT optimization, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't hitting it far, but mostly straight.
Okay.
So then I took it to the driving range yesterday, being Sunday. True to form, it was straight, but I was literally only hitting it maybe 165, 170.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Ooh. But with my driver, I'm hitting it straight for the most part, a little off target, but it's going 215, 220, you know, 220. Yeah. And so I said, I'll just stick with the regular one.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, you know, Second Swing, I was interested because, you know, I was trying to tempt Vern, like, you want to try any of these drivers out? You want to try anything out? You want to hit a little bit?
You know, that's his favorite club.
Trying to see if he could wanted to buy another one. He's already got 12 drivers in that home.
Yeah, I did end up hitting a few drivers in his bay, and this thing starts because they have the TrackMan data up there.
Right.
And if you're familiar, my recommendation for going out to Second Swing, like Claude said in the video, like he just said, you should have your clubs with you if you're a real golfer, but for everyone else, bring your clubs with you. Bring whatever club you want to replace with you.
Right.
And hit those instead before you start comparing that to the other ones. Because when I go back, I'm going to take my driver. But I got into bays and I started doing this thing where I was chasing these numbers on the TrackMan, just trying to increase those, spraying the ball.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? I don't need a new driver. I'm driving it well lately. Okay. I'm hitting a lot of fairways.
Very well, by the way.
Let's not, you know, mess with success or whatever.
Yeah. Vern, by the way, long driver.
Yeah,
Vern's
a long driver. Gary was impressed with your shoulder turn.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, because a couple times he said, dude, when he gets that dialed in, we're going to be in trouble.
I might be tooled by the time it happens.
Yeah, there were several times Jerry said, man, Vern hits it a mile. Man, Vern hits it a mile off the tee. And you do.
Yeah, just got to hit it in the right direction.
Right. That's what we've got to do.
Yeah, but so no, Second Swing was dope. It was a good recommendation by Sherman. And when I go to get my new Mizuno irons, I probably will go back and get them from there so I can at least get fitted. Since they give you the free fitting and I can see the TrackMan launch numbers, I'll take advantage of that.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's a good recommendation there from Second Swing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go into my wallet. I think the gentleman who was with us gave me one of his cards. Let me see if I still have it here. Yeah, Second Swing, Columbia. His name was Bruce. So Bruce had the line.
Bruce.
Saying, hey, what's going on with that swing? You should be better than that. Then he says, you need to practice more.
Okay, I got a quick note, too, before you change. So Langston is 6,300 is the max.
Oh yeah.
So that's that'd be why. Yeah. And the University of Maryland max like is
7,000. Yeah.
7,015. Yeah. So that may be why they.
Did you guys play from? Oh, no, you said you didn't play from the seven.
Yeah,
you
played from the white. Like 60, no, we played for
6049. Sorry.
There we go. Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Sweet.
Yep.
Sweet. Nice. PGA. Kevin Na wins. I think it's in Dallas. Wasn't that where they played?
Yeah, it's in Texas. Yeah. The Charles Schwab Challenge.
Right. Okay. Right. Right. It was a great view with him. He holds out. He's celebrating. He's got this little girl. You know, his daughter runs out, hugs him. His wife's pregnant. She comes out, hugs him. He starts kissing her stomach. It's kind of funny.
but yeah, celebration.
Exactly. So good job by Kevin. He won. And anything else on? I didn't watch a lot of it. A lot of notables missed the cut too.
Yeah. I watched a little bit on Thursday. Yes, I saw a little bit on Thursday. Then I didn't see any until yesterday evening. And even that was just the last few holes that I got in. I did do a Manny Millions update.
Sweet.
So Manny Millions is how do we explain this? This is the
whole premise is right. If you make the so my son Manny, you know, he's good at golf. I want him to get on tour, but I don't want any pressure on him to finish, you know, to win anything. Just right. If you get on tour but you finish last place after making the cut at every event, how much money can you make?
Got it.
And we learned that it was over $600,000.
Right.
So if you make the cut every single week but finish last, you can make $600,000. Yeah.
Absolutely. Plus your sponsorships too.
Yep.
So
yep.
That stuff goes at it.
So we follow the last place finisher. Right. After
so
the cut
a little thing on Kevin Na, though. So he won $1.3 million for that win. And this is something different they do, at least at this particular tournament. They gave him a 1973 totally refurbished, you know, Dodge Challenger.
Oh really? Ooh.
Yeah, as he got that in addition to his
fast car for a slow golfer. I like it.
He is slow, isn't he?
Nothing against Kevin. Yeah.
So you might ask, why is it 1973? Why that year?
Yeah.
But that was the year that Charles Schwab became incorporated.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
They picked 73. Okay. And that's the same year as my Mustang, of course, but that's another story.
Your Mustang, by the way, getting a lot of attention.
Yes, it does.
Sunday morning. So we were down at Franklin Square Park in Washington, D.C., feeding homeless people. LB pulls up in the Mustang, and that's getting all the attention. The homeless people didn't care about the food we brought for them. They cared about the car.
They want to see the car.
Man, yeah, everybody had questions. So Kevin Na, he gave the car. He said he was going to give it to his caddy.
Oh, wow.
Right. Nice. Yeah,
so that's cool. It's his caddy and good friend. Okay.
The opposite of Matt Kuchar.
Yeah, right.
Here's your percentage, and here's a car.
Yeah.
Right. So this year's Manny Millions winner is a PGA veteran, Mr. Graham McDowell.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
I ain't heard his name in a while.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So he finished at plus 12. He's originally from Port Rush, Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. But of course, now he lives in Orlando, Florida.
Of course.
He's 5'10", 160, 39 years old.
He slimmed down a little.
Yeah.
He used to be a little bigger than that.
And Sherman like this. He's a UAB grad.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really?
He has a degree in economics and engineering.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just get him get him where you can, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing against the fine establishment of UAB. You know? Won't disparage your name. Needed a visa card so he could play some golf over there.
Right. So he went pro in 2002, but he went joined the PGA Tour in 2006.
Okay.
All right. So now we're going. You got to guess his career earnings.
His career earnings.
Okay. So now I'm gonna tell you. So he has four PGA wins.
That's it? Because there was a time when he was hot.
Yeah.
He has one of those wins is a 2010 U.S. Open.
That was it. Yeah, okay. That's what I remember.
Right. Okay.
Pebble, I think.
He has, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he has three second-place finishes, five third-place finishes.
Oh, okay. That's
and 35 top 10s.
Ooh.
35 top 10s.
That's where he's getting his money.
So, he joined the PGA in 2006.
What are his career earnings?
Yeah, that's your question. That's the question for you.
I got
one more stat for you.
Okay.
He's played in 220 events,
mm-hmm.
and he's made 154 cuts.
Hmm. A little more than half.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say, I don't know, 18.
Okay. I'm assuming you mean million.
Million.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go a little bit above that.
Might be.
And I'm going to say he's made $23
million. Okay. The number is 17,160,000.
Right on it.
Right. So a little bit more about Mr. McDowell. He's married to Christian. They got two rugrats. He started playing golf at the age of 7 with his brother. his father encouraged them both to play. He says standing on the green at the 18th at Pebble Beach after winning the U.S. Open was his biggest golf thrill in life. And in 2013, he opened, and I have to, I don't remember this place, but I got to go look it up. In 2013, he opened a restaurant, an upscale restaurant and sports bar called the Blue, the Nona Blue Modern Tavern in Orlando.
Huh.
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
So, but next time we go to Orlando, I will
take a visit.
At least check the menu out, see if it's something I want to eat. So he opened another one too, somewhere else in Florida. I forget the name of that one, but, I mean, it's the same name, but it's in another location in Florida.
Gotcha.
I forget where.
Okay.
So, yeah, but that's it about Mr. McDowell.
So, yeah, Little Bennett, fun. Of course, guys, it's always great playing golf with you guys. And, yeah, I guess we'll see what we're doing next week, and we'll have another course review for you guys. And, by the way, if you guys are out there and you're playing these courses, you can send in a course review. Just email golfdmv, send in those course reviews. And, yeah, and we'll air them on the podcast. LB, Vern, thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Good night.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to Golf DMV.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, you put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor, because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. Medela, the mark of the fight. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.